Hey, have you been listening?
95.3 Gorilla's been handing out tons of money this spring, and we're just getting started.
You just won $5,000! You just did it! $5,000!
I don't even know what to think right now. I am so excited.
Yolanda, you just got $500 from Gorilla.
Yeah!
Yes. Don't freak out. Don't make me say the line from Pulp Fiction. Don't make me tell you to be cool, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Yolanda. Hang on just a sec. Let me get you paid, okay?
All right, thank you.
That's awesome. Congratulations. You got that cash.
Yes, thank you.
$100
on you. Thank you.
Money.
You
kidding me?
Real people win a real big cash.
What? Yes!
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Get ready. Gorilla's Banana Bank returns Monday morning, May 18th, only on 95.3.
95.3 Gorilla, bringing you a huge concert announcement.
And here he is with his hit song, Slow Hands.
Yeah, I want you, baby, slow, slow hands.
Hi, I'm Niall Horan.
Niall
Horan presents Dinner Party, live on tour. Global superstar Niall Horan performing at Smoothie King Center April 29th, 2027.
Win tickets to see Niall Horan right here on 95.3.
It's the Gorilla, and as always, we have your concert ticket hookup. Niall Horan at the Smoothie King Center next April. Win tickets all week long on the morning show on 95.3 Gorilla.
Another Gorilla winner.
95.3 Gorilla, who's this?
Desiree.
Hey, Desiree, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
You made a good choice listening to Gorilla this morning. We just got a surprise boatload of tickets for Niall Horan.
Okay.
And you're going. You're our very first winner. You got him.
Shut up. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Next spring, Desiree, this is so cool. Next spring at the Smoothie King Center next April over in New Orleans, tickets for Niall Horan's dinner party tour. You got him from Gorilla.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have tickets for you to win all week long on the morning show before you can even buy them. And we'll have more tickets next week, too. It's 95.3 Gorilla. Enjoy.
Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Saw this great post on social the other day. I want you to describe your marriage, but only use 4 words. Okay? And they have to be radio safe. Describe your marriage or a marriage in general. Maybe your previous marriage, if you're not married anymore. But you can only use 4 words. The phones are blowing up. This is a big TikTok trend, right? Like describing things only using 4 words. Who's first?
Never picking a restaurant.
Oh, that's so true. Do you guys fight about where to go?
Absolutely, all the time.
Yeah, that's like 90% of my relationship, too. It's just like, I don't want to go there.
Right. No, I'm not in the mood. I don't feel like this.
Well, then tell me what you do want.
Right.
All right. Describe your marriage in 4 words.
What is for dinner?
Oh, yeah, that's the hardest part of the day. We can never agree. Ever. It's always like this big chore to figure it out. Oh, man. All right. Miranda's next. Miranda, you're on.
Holy balls of misery.
Oh, no, really? Oh, well, you know, there is something you could do about that. What about you? 4 words to describe marriage. Who's next? The phone lines are blowing up. Seth gets the last word today. Seth, what you got? 4 words for me.
Marry your best friend.
Oh, that's really nice. She's listening, isn't she? I'm going to take that as a yes.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Niall Horan making some big news, announcing a global world tour over the weekend. He's doing the whole country next year. Dua Lipa is suing Samsung Electronics for at least $15 million, alleging the tech giant used her image on television packaging without authorization to help market and sell televisions. Matt Damon hosted SNL over the weekend, and it was a pretty good show.
Moms are the hardest working people in the world. They deserve a movie where the house is clean, the kids are home, and the husband is straight up Matt Damon.
I just love being married to you, Matt Damon.
I feel the same way, Rhonda. Rhonda Damon.
Remind me again how we met?
Well, I was giving a talk back after a movie I did, and I noticed your massive necklace from the stage. Now, you want to go upstairs?
To make love?
No. To do a fashion show with everything in your closet.
was an SNL trailer for Movie Mom. Wish that movie were real. That's funny. Matt Damon on SNL. That's all up on the SNL YouTube channel today. A very wealthy benefactor over the weekend at North Carolina State University, Anil Cocker, announced that he was going to cover the last senior year worth of school costs for all the graduating seniors. Listen to their reaction when he announced this from the podium.
My wife, Marilyn, and I are providing a graduation gift to cover all the final year education loans incurred by the Wilson College graduates during the 25-26 academic year.
Man, with the cost of school nowadays, that is some absolutely incredible news. And some sad news from a galaxy far, far away. The actor who played Moff Gergerod in 1983's Return of the Jedi sadly passed this weekend.
Lord Vader, this is an unexpected pleasure. We're honored by your presence.
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Commander. I'm here to put you back on schedule.
I assure you, Lord Vader, my men are working as fast as they can.
That was British actor Michael Pennington. He just passed this weekend. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Monday. It's May 11th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
On today's date in 1858, a state was admitted to the U.S. See if you can figure this one out. It was the 32nd state. It's cold. Starts with an M. Minnesota was admitted to the U.S. today in 1858. On this date back in 1969, the British comedy troupe Monty Python first formed.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night, I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
Today, Monday, May 11th, is National Twilight Zone Day.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination.
Straight from the Twilight Zone.
Okay, next up, Twilight Zone.
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
What is this, the Twilight Zone?
It was like the Twilight Zone.
Have you seen it, the Twilight Zone?
It's kind of like the Twilight Zone.
We have just entered the Twilight Zone.
Is that the Twilight Zone you're watching?
It's like a bad Twilight Zone.
Did you ever see that Twilight Zone episode?
Did you ever see the Twilight Zone where the guy signed a contract?
You know, this is like that Twilight Zone where the guy wakes up and he's the same and everybody else is different.
It's like I'm living in a really boring episode of the Twilight Zone.
It sounds like something out of the Twilight Zone, but it's true, all right?
Why do I always feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone? And
jeez, I kind of zoned out.
Man, how many of those movies and TV shows did you recognize? I think I actually got almost all of them. There were just a couple that I didn't know. And finally today, Eric Burdon from The Animals turning 85. Happy birthday, Eric. And there you go. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Monday. It's May 11th.